I'm Stargate Pioneer from the official GunnaGeek.com podcast, a proud member of the GunnaGeek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
How's it going, everybody, and welcome to the Audibly
Exquisite Podcast, episode 94. I'm Mike Norn with
Peter Melnick.
And Peter Melnick, tell the good folks at home what we're all about.
What the Gunna Geek Network's Audibly Exquisite is all about, GunnaGeek.com, is we are your one-stop source for all things geek culture, be it movies, television, video games, comic books, you name it.
We're going to cover it.
And first off, how can people get a hold of us on social media? Why, me, I'm glad I asked that. Go on Facebook.com/...
Audibly Exquisite.
Give us a like ski on there. Go on the Twitter, at the AE Podcast. Myself, at Peter Melnick. And yourself?
At Mike. Oh, God damn it. At Buckaroo_Mike.
Hey, happens to the best of us. You can also find us on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, but I just realized I skipped over some other stuff. You can find us on Instagram at
Audibly Exquisite.
You can find us on the worldwide interwebs at www.audibly.com. Exactly. And you can also find us on Patreon and through a tiered variety program at patreon.com/...
Audibly Exquisite.
You'll be able to help support the show for as little as $2 a month to as high as $50.
Audibly Exquisite.
Exactly. $50 a month. So, you can also find us on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic, all available for all iOS and Android devices. And remember, be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share this show through iTunes. iTunes, Mike. iTunes.
Audibly Exquisite.
So, Mike, since the last episode, we've had some different topics come up. How has it been for you, first and foremost, though?
Topical.
Topical? Like,
yes.
A cream?
Like a cream.
Like an ointment?
Do not insert internally.
Don't put in your butthole.
That's basically what they're telling you.
Avoid butthole contact.
How come they always don't just say don't insert in rectum? But they know.
Rectum?
You know what they
I
mean.
Hardly even touched them.
Like a shampoo bottle says, do not use internally. They know. They know people have used that stuff in their buttholes. Like took it, squirted
took
up
it.
Their buttholes. And
took it in the tuchus.
Pooped at the shampoo. That's how you get a clean.
Literal shampoo.
Maybe they don't do it because they know the butthole cleaning market would go out of business if they knew people were pumping shampoo for their butts.
94 episodes. We finally get to talk about anal.
Buttholes.
Buttholes.
Anyway.
So, since the last episode, we have actually... We're going to be having a lot of web-slinging talk, but first off, I actually went to go to the movies this past week, and I got to see Baby Driver by Edgar Wright, you know, a guy responsible for Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End, and the Ant-Man script. So, I dug the hell out of it, Mike. Honestly, out of all the movies I've seen this year, I would say it's maybe second or third in terms of best movies I've seen.
How was the cast?
Casting is really good. I'll be honest.
Is John Goodman in it?
John Goodman is not in
it. He's been in a lot of things lately.
But another like, John is.
Movies you wouldn't... John Hamm.
No. Well, yeah, him too, but John Bernthal. Which, by the way...
A lot of Johns.
He's not much in the film. He's just there and gone, and I kind of got bummed out, like, because I really liked his character. But overall, you know, it's a fun film. Highly recommend checking it out. You know, I would say it's actually maybe one of his best films, Edgar Wright.
Really?
It's very, very hip. The usage of music is on point. And
was any of his alumni in it, like Nick Frost or...
No, surprisingly.
Really? No Simon Pegg?
Didn't see any of them, but they did feature, like, for example, they featured a cameo of John Goodman. Well, technically John Goodman was in it. I'm not going to say how, but Yeah, you are right. He is in the movie.
Wow, he's in a lot of things lately.
That's all I'm going to say.
John Goodman's like the new Baldwin.
But talented.
Yeah, he's like a Baldwin brother. But it's just one John Goodman.
But anyway, Mike, I recommend checking it out. The soundtrack is solid. And like as myself, of course I'm going to give this a solid recommendation because it features track one off of 2013's Run the Jewels song, Run the Jewels. So, Mike, I recommend checking it out. And as a matter of fact, they're actually saying right now that Sony wants a Baby Driver 2 because of how well the movie did. It exceeded their expectations, honestly. And right now what they're going for is if they do it, they're going to do a sequel, and Edgar Wright actually is interested in the idea.
Isn't it going to be called Toddler Driver?
It's possible. I mean, you got to watch the movie to know why he's called Baby
Driver. Yeah, it's his nickname.
Yeah, it's Baby. But, sorry, spoilers, people. But, I mean, honestly, it's a very fun film, and yeah, just the best I've seen, like one of the best I've seen this year. Still, how does it compare to Logan? What do you think?
Best Marvel movie ever.
Yeah, best Marvel. Well, see, there are people out there in this world who believe that, you know, when you say something is a Marvel film, oh, well, it doesn't fit the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I disagree. Because overall, Marvel movies are still fucking Marvel movies because they're incorporating the characters owned by Marvel. Mike?
I agree. We ranted about this in the car.
We did.
For our 45-minute ride.
It was a long ride.
It was a long ride.
The longest ride.
Like East Coast minus 20 minutes.
And fun.
And well, fun.
It was fun talking to you.
So well, East Coast is always fun.
Well, I'm talking about our ride was minus fun recently, not East Coast.
Well, you made me drive the East Coast by myself this past year.
Did I?
Yes, you bitch. On my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Well,
I drove alone to a convention on my birthday.
All by myself.
Ironically, that song came on.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Eric Carmen came on.
I ate cake while driving.
While listening to Eric Carmen.
And screaming at pedestrians.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
Because my GPS died.
But anyway, so what are some movies in recent years that, you know, are a one and done that you kind of wish got sequels?
The RoboCop remake.
Oh, yeah?
No, not really.
No, no.
I don't know. Tom Jane's Punisher.
See, that's... Yeah, I could see that. I'm going just,
like,
you know...
I like Jim Bernthal, but I watched the... Dirty Laundry thing the other day.
Right.
It made me kind of miss Tom Jane.
If I'm being honest...
Who's my first Punisher?
If I'm being honest, I liked the second Punisher, Punisher Wars. Well, third Punisher.
That wasn't a sequel. That was a remake, though, right?
It was its own movie.
Okay.
But honestly, I always loved Punisher Warzone. And it's one of those movies, go out of your way to give it a watch, because it actually is really good. And as a matter of fact, if you listen to the show, How Did This Get Made?, they do a episode where they recap the movie. And they bring on Patton Oswalt and actually the director of the film. And, you know, she goes on saying that, you know, they essentially made a movie where it was just storyboards. And the storyboards were the Garth Ennis comics. So, ultra violent, ultra fun. So, if you like, you know, blood and guts, explosion, kaboom, boom, boom movies, Punisher Warzone's right up your alley.
You know who's getting a remake?
What is?
Jamaica's Got a Bobsled Team.
Well, yeah. But, so anyway, since the last episode... We haven't really had a comic book movie come out, right, Mike?
Nope. Peter discusses Baby Driver.
Well, guess what is coming out?
Baby Driver 2?
No.
Oh, we talked about that.
Spider-Man Homecoming. It's finally coming out.
I misread and thought it was something about Peter Dinklage at first. I was like, what the fuck did Peter Dinklage do?
Well, since, Mike, Spider-Man Homecoming is coming out this Friday, I'm seeing it tomorrow for the early screening and everything.
I'm seeing it Friday.
We'll be seeing it this weekend. Mike and I will both be having our exclusive reviews on... Next week?
What should I say on next week?
The next episode, yes.
Wait, not next week, because I'm going to Dover.
So we'll figure it out. Delaware. But like, Delaware. Scenic Delaware.
Hi, it's actually really nice Delaware. Out there, Pete.
That's nice.
Fuck you. It's my vacation.
Is Nebraska or North Dakota next on your world tour?
This is on your world tour.
Oh, he's giving me the finger, boys and girls. Anyway, so... Spider-Man Homecoming, it's actually getting a lot of positive reviews right now through Rotten Tomatoes. Like, it's got a very high score. What was the score as of last check for you?
High. Like, 94%.
Are fresh. You serious?
Yes.
Really?
Is that good?
Compared to a lot of the other Marvel movies, yeah.
Okay, good.
So, that's awesome to hear.
Well, they said... Well, no spoilers, but they said that he really captures the whole awkward teenager phase. It's not like your typical hokey teenage movie.
If I'm being honest, I've said it in the past, I'm still not excited for this movie.
Me either. I don't have any... I want to see it, but I don't have any expectation for it whatsoever. Right. I'm not happy, excited for it. I just want to go see it. You know what I mean?
I'm a big Spider-Man fan, and even I'm just indifferent about the movie. And yet, watch.
I haven't even really looked into it. You know, usually a lot of these movies, like when Star Wars first came out, Force Awakens, I was every day trying to find something about it, like cast.
Last Jedi, I don't care about.
Yeah, I'm purposely not looking at anything. Yeah.
But I know, I just don't care.
Pop that bubble, you know? And now I'm purposely not looking at anything because I got it spoiled that Han died by going on one of the Reddit forums back.
That was me.
Yeah, both of us, I think, same thing.
But I don't know. I think overall, you know, I'm just not excited for a lot of these things. But anyway, so Spider-Man Homecoming. Tom Holland has been doing a lot of press lately, you know, talking about, you know, the movie. And one of the things he recently dropped on people was that according to Kevin Feige, he asked Kevin Feige, there is a fan theory going around that in 2010, when Iron Man 2 came out, there is a scene in the film where a young boy is wearing an Iron Man mask. And it was revealed recently that the fan theory for the past few years has been that who is that?
Young Peter Parker.
Kevin Feige talked to Tom and he openly said, yes, it is confirmed that is Peter Parker because the ages line up. Since it's about, you know, I think 6 years, the kid in the movie is like 10 years old.
Peter Parker's what, 16?
Yeah, 16, 17.
Probably 16, yeah.
So they really are lining these things up and it's
cool.
It's cool to see the overall mythos of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, where, like, okay, if that happens, who else is in these movies that we don't know about?
I kind of want to see, like, a Doctor Strange cameo before he was Doctor Strange, just as a doctor stuck in traffic and just angrily yelling.
James Gunn has openly mentioned that, you know, there are still secrets in Guardians of the Galaxy that no one has noticed.
Yeah.
Like, there's quite a few.
He said there's the one biggest one of all that people are just going to blow their minds at, as nobody has found yet.
I think, you know, that's what I like about filmmaking with these extended universes of all these films, because you want to have that whole aspect of, oh, you didn't notice that? And you know what I mean? I like those kind of things.
Yeah, it's one of those things like, holy shit.
I like that. I think it's very smart. It's good filmmaking and it's great in regards to planning all this stuff.
But was that kid really Peter Parker? Maybe. No.
Probably
not.
But
maybe he's just saying, oh, yeah, it was.
But now there's a little kid out there who was that character, you know, in that movie.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, wait a minute, I was Peter Parker? Really?
I want my compensation check.
And he's a blonde kid, like underneath the mask.
They probably killed him afterwards. All right, come here, little fella. That was a silencer shooting a kid.
It's possible.
Thanks, Mr. Gunn, for taking care of that for us.
Except, you know, that was in Iron Man 2, which was directed by Jon Favreau, Mike. So Jon Favreau killed him.
Jon Favreau killing a kid. He's got that kid-looking, killing face. Hey, kid, want to get a slice of pizza? Puts, like, some kind of drug in the pizza.
Anyway.
After he eats two pizzas.
Now, in addition...
Is Jon Favreau fat or skinny?
He's fat.
He fluctuates. He'll be like, kind of like Jonah Hill. What's your favorite Favreau?
I gotta go with Swingers era.
He's gross looking there. I like my Favreau to be.
Well, what about your favorite Jonah Hill era?
My favorite Jonah Hill is Superbad.
I like when
he looks Superbad.
I like when he looks like either Killer Superbad. Mike or LP from Run the Jewels. He's best of both worlds.
Yeah, my favorite Favreau is from when he's like mediocre Favreau. When he'll bring beer to the party, not go to the party and drink the beer.
True.
Skinny Favreau would do that. Fat Favreau would bring beer for everybody.
John Favreau.
I hope Jad and Favreau doesn't hear this and get pissed at us.
Don't worry. He is.
Watch him be one of our Patreon contributors.
That would be wonderful. Because then we'd be getting...
Favreau money.
Fav money.
You'd pay us some pepperoni slices for Fat Favreau.
Anyway.
You were bitching because we have five topics. We're riffing.
This is true. Anyway. So, Kevin Feige actually recently revealed that the overall story arc of Peter Parker in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is going to be told over 5 films. And right now...
Peter Parker?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Right now, they start it with Civil War. Then we go into Spider-Man Homecoming.
That's two.
Avengers Infinity War.
Uh-huh.
Untitled Avengers movie. And Spider-Man Homecoming 2.
Wow.
So now... What do you think this could entail? Do you think we'll stop seeing Spider-Man after this, after Homecoming 2? Or is it going to be, you know, like, we're literally going to see this character age, which is kind of cool, you know? And I just think...
I'm writing Pete a title for the episode. I'm not telling you what it is.
Anyway, no, we're not going with that episode title because I can get searched anyway. But I just think overall, you know, I like the idea that, you know, people have complained, he's so young, what is the next one going to be cast? A baby? Huh. I like the idea of Peter Parker being a gangly-looking teenager, because guess what? You read the fucking comics, that's what Peter Parker was. He was a gangly, awkward fucking teenager.
Well, and they can keep him until he's like, I think, the kid, what's his name? Tom Holland's only, what, 20?
And then they'll set him off into the wild, or are they going to shoot him in the back of the head, you know, like the kid who Jon Favreau killed?
All right, get another kid.
Anyway.
There was nothing to see. Can you imagine that if we're like Alex Jones now, blown in the case about Jon Favreau and Paul Feige and James Gunn killing kids? They have a kid ring going. All right. Here's the thing. Jon Favreau, Paul Feige are killing kids and they put them on the moon.
So anyway. So now, I just think with the Spider-Man movies, what do you want to see in these five story, like this five movie arc for him?
Kraven.
Well, no, what I'm referring
what
to
do
is
I want to see him
I'm
do?
Referring to in terms of personality, like the evolution.
I want to see him fight Kraven. That's all I want to see.
Well, one thing is this: are we going to see Mary Jane? You think?
Absolutely.
I hope so.
His next solo movie is going to be Mary Jane, and we're going to see Mary Jane, Harry Osborn. In comics, is him and Harry friends in the comics?
They're friends again now. Yeah.
So they might be deviating from that a little bit or something.
Well, I mean, they're deviating a lot from this stuff, man. Yeah. Like, you
Mary
know,
Jane's black.
Gonki. You know, the character Gonki, the one from...
the plump Asian kid?
Yeah, from the Miles Morales run. Okay. And they're making him now Ned Leeds.
Yeah.
So it's... They're mixing stuff up, which, you know, people complain and they bitch, moan, and bellyache.
But guess what?
You can do. They
they're
can
not
do
killing
whatever,
kids with Jon Favreau and James Gunn.
They can do whatever they want to do with these movies. They can change this shit up. They can make a character. And guess what? If this character is not what you want, there is plenty of fucking original source material and other content out there that you can watch, read, or
listen
to.
Go watch your Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 3.
Or 3.1, or whatever the fuck it's called now, the producer's cut, or the editor cut. I actually want to watch that, not going to lie.
We got a lot of Spider-Man topics on here.
Well, in all honesty, this is the big story for this week.
Spider-Man
the movie
does come out tomorrow.
So, yeah, well...
This should get us some clicks, hopefully.
I'm hoping, you know, that we get to see Peter Parker just evolve as a character. We get to see him... Well, would you want to have him
break... I want to see Aunt May naked.
Would you want to... Well, I do too. But would you want to see him break out of that awkward shell and become the walloping web slinger? You know what I mean?
It's weird, because Spider-Man is... cocky and confident. Peter Parker is a little shallow shell.
I wouldn't go with shallow shell. I would go with more of the aspect of him just being
awkward.
Awkward.
Nerdy.
Even, you know, I'm reading the current run right now and up to, like, you know, him as a major CEO of a major corporation.
That still weirds me out.
It's cool, though.
Like Peter Parker hustling, running pizzas, and being late for work all the time.
I like it, though. I think, you know, overall, just doing that, it's smart. It's changing up the character and making him something different as opposed to, you know... Like, I like, because of the fact, they still find a way to make him an awkward moron.
Yeah.
Because, like, or, you know, socially awkward, because he's the major CEO. What does he do? He puts on five ties accidentally.
What?
Just read the comic, you know, and, like, there's just little things. He goes to a major press conference, and he's wearing about, like, 3 to 5 different ties on, and he realizes, oh, shit, I have this on. Just, it's the awkwardness of it all.
Awkward.
And it works.
Is J. Jonah Jameson still his boss?
No. He was the mayor of New York City, though.
That's cool.
But anyway.
Oh, I remember that run. I had that run.
It's one of my favorites, personally. Spider Island and stuff like that. Yeah. And that's a big but.
I cannot lie.
I think overall, what we're going to be seeing with Spider-Man is, it's going to be an interesting time to read some of this stuff, watch some of this stuff, because now the movie's coming out, there's going to be more, you know, oomph put into it. And... speaking of the Spider-Man movies...
Oomph, like the sound Jon Favreau makes when he eats a pizza.
And kills a child. Anyway, my least favorite thing, news story recently, involves Spider-Man, and it is the Spider-Man spinoff films.
Oh, God.
Venom, Silver Sable, Kraven, Mysterio, all these movies, guess what's going to be happening with them? They're not involved with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, that's rich.
So, no. It's Kevin Feige.
He's the one who confirmed. Sony's sitting there twisting their mustache, going,
they're just, they, this is the thing. They're going on, we're wishing them the best of luck in what they do, but still, why the fuck are you letting them do that then? Because then you guys are limiting yourselves from using other characters. I'm sorry, but how the fuck can you do a Venom movie? I understand how you could do the Venom movie, but then there's elements like, well, look at the Venom costume. Oh yeah, it's heavily based off of who? Spider-Man.
Well, you look like that one guy who doesn't exist in our universe anymore.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know, I just...
I wonder who's going to save our day. The amazing...
Josh.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I think not incorporating those characters is a really stupid move. I think if you're Sony, you might as well just say, pack it up and go, well, fuck it, we're not doing it then. If we can't be involved in your universe, we're not going to use this stuff. But they're doing it for one reason, money. Because you know, regardless of anything, how many superhero movie flops have you seen in the past few years?
Few.
Not many, though. Like, I'm referring to in the recent boom, I want to say 2012 onward.
Okay.
How many have you really seen? Almost everyone has been a hit.
Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Four is the only one that is a dud.
Yep.
What else is there, really?
I don't know.
And that's why I want to see these movies succeed. I would like to see a Venom movie. I would like to see a Mysterio movie. I would like to see a Kraven movie. I'm indifferent about Silver Sable.
Yeah, that's weird. That's an odd choice.
I mean, they're trying to make as much money. Well, think about it like this. Guardians of the Galaxy. Did you ever expect to see a Guardians of the Galaxy movie? No. So, I just want to see them succeed with this. Will it happen? Can I be honest? I really doubt these movies will be a success then in terms of writing ability, unless Marvel Marvel Studios can have a minor hand in it with the, you know, production quality. But it won't happen, because, you know, fuck it. Mike, if you were in charge of Marvel Studios, who would you bring over first in regards to these kind of characters? Not just Spider-Man stuff, but like other ones, the Fox stuff.
The X-Men.
You would go with the X-Men first?
Yep.
Personally, I would go with the Fantastic Four.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I said X-Men.
But in all, like, and that's coming from over here. That's coming as a big X-Men fan. But I do feel, you know, bringing over the Fantastic Four, you need the first family of Marvel. You need them.
With Denzel Washington playing Mr. Fantastic.
Man, the day I heard that, that was the coolest concept. I would love to see that.
Blew Simon Bisley's mind.
I think it would be cool. Just, you know, give us something like that. Or even, you know, I know, isn't... No, he's... No, is he? Is Idris Elba part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, in the Thor movies, correct?
Yep.
Okay, never mind. Idris Elba would have made a fantastic Mr. Fantastic, no pun intended. I realize I just said that. I'm an idiot. A fool, a foolish fool. But, yeah, I just think overall, Spider-Man, we have that now. What's next? You know, I like that they're essentially bringing everything into the fold.
I think X-Men's going to be next.
Do you think so?
Yep.
Why is that?
Just got a gut feeling. It's coming down the pipe.
Would you want to see it?
Yeah.
Now, if you were in charge of this, what would your ideal X-Men roster be for this movie?
Wolverine, Cyclops, Storm, Beast, you know, the usual.
So you're going heavily inspired, though, on the X-Men cartoon.
Yeah, because that's what people are going to remember, you know what I mean?
I would go with...
Iceman?
No, not my end. I wouldn't go with Iceman. Wolverine, Cyclops, Jean Grey, Storm, Colossus.
Okay.
Nightcrawler, Kitty Pryde.
Not a bad lineup.
That's like my X-Men that I loved reading, you know? So that's like that era. I wouldn't throw in Banshee because, in all honesty, Banshee's fucking boring.
Yeah.
Of a character. It's a dud of a character if you're a Banshee fan. Sorry. I guess you're turning off the podcast now. Womp womp.
Which is also our Banshee listeners.
All 12 Banshee listeners. But I don't know. I think... Who else could you really use?
Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer is not... Oh, I thought you meant in the X-Men.
Bring him over.
The fact Silver Surfer is not involved in any of these movies...
I wanted to see him involved in the Guardians. Makes the most sense.
Why is that?
He's in space. Duh.
Why are they bringing Star Wars into the Marvel Universe?
It would be cool just to see Star or Silver Surfer show up.
And punch Star-Lord in the head?
Just fly by. All of a sudden, they're zipping through space. All of a sudden, Silver Surfer zips by. Gives him the finger.
Well, yeah.
That silver dick.
I mean, honestly, what other... You know, okay, so the Fantastic Four, the X-Men, Silver Surfer. I still say, and I will continue to say this, the fact Galactus nor Doctor Doom are the big bad right now.
It's weird, right?
I want it to happen. I want it to happen more than anything.
Yeah.
Although, how great would this be? Let's say Dark Phoenix, X-Men Dark Phoenix, or whatever it's going to be, is the swan song of the X-Men universe of movies, okay?
Maybe.
For the Fox stuff. Let's say it's the swan song. We end up seeing not Infinity War, but the next Avengers movie.
Avengers versus X-Men.
It's not Avengers versus X-Men, but the movie ends, it's whatever they do, and it ends with the revelation of, what is this mutant genome? And then it goes into, what is the future going to hold now? Because think about it, like, they can only really go so far with the character roster they have.
Dark Phoenix is going to be set a period piece, right?
I believe so, in the 1990s.
So that means Wolverine's still alive. Dun, dun, dun.
It makes sense.
Yeah?
It makes a lot of sense.
Maybe that's what they're going to do. They're going to do this, boom, bring our new Wolverine in, and done.
But how are they going to do it? Because Logan was essentially, it's there, but it's not, if it makes sense. I don't know. I want to see...
Professor X is still going to be alive. James McAvoy still got work as him, maybe.
But they both did... Jackson and Stewart both did say that they don't think they'll ever come back to the character. With Jackman, you know... Or not Jackson, Jackman going on saying... Yes, Michael Jackson is going to be coming into the Marvel Cinematic Universe and X-Men Universe.
As Wolverine.
You can't have it any other way, honestly. You know, with the red leather jacket, you know, turning into a wolf.
Yippee.
Well, yeah, right?
Yeah. I was thinking more of a white, like a, not Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Bad era onward.
Yeah, with the white.
Anyway. So, I don't know, I just think we're getting an interesting time coming up real soon because we don't know what the future holds for this, you know, cinematic universe. So, we're getting towards the end of it because what do we have left? We have Black Panther, we have Thor Ragnarok, we have Avengers Infinity War.
Part 1 and 2.
I thought it was just part 1.
Okay. So still one solid movie.
So we're almost done with this wave. We have like about a year and change left.
Yeah. They're going to have to get going, doing something.
You know, Guardians 3 is going to happen.
Yeah.
It's a lot of crazy stuff. Like, I'm excited.
They're going to kill a lot of people off, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like who?
I think we're going to see Iron Man die. And the man who started it all. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Anyway. Another one I think, you know, you had mentioned in the car ride, Drax.
Yeah. Captain America.
I don't know. I think...
If they didn't have a second movie yet, they might be safe.
You think so?
Yeah. Doctor Strange might be safe. Spider-Man safe.
Would you watch a Doctor Strange sequel, by the way?
They're going to have to pair him up with somebody.
You think... Like, who would you pair up Doctor Strange with if you were to do these...
Thor.
I think that's a given because they're already doing that with Thor and the Hulk. So yeah. you gotta mix it up, Mike. Maybe,
because if not Thor, maybe
Rocket Raccoon.
That would be interesting.
I would watch
somebody who can kind of play off him well because he's magic. You're gonna want somebody who's not magic whatsoever.
So Savio Vega.
Somebody like Thor
or Savio Vega.
Shut up. I hate Savio Vega.
I love Savio Vega.
So, yeah, it's going to have to be, or I don't know, maybe they'll start doing like Hulk team up movies because Hulk movies really don't stand up by themselves very well.
They never did in the first place, if we're being honest.
Oh, let me turn green and break shit. Ooh.
You can only really do a
Mark
Hulk
Ruffalo is awesome, but Hulk is not a good character by himself.
You can only do so many storylines with the Hulk, although I would love to see Planet Hulk or World War Hulk turn into, you know, a major movie.
Exactly.
World War Hulk would actually be really good because then, you know, you're seeing all the different characters turn into Hulks.
I kind of hope you see Beta Ray Bill pop up in this movie.
Old Horseface?
Yeah.
So, now who is your ideal casting choice for Beta Ray Bill?
Simon Pegg.
I'm going with Sarah Jessica Parker.
You're fucking mean.
Nay, Mike. I say nay.
That's mean. Poor Sarah Jessica Parker.
Looking like
she
a horse.
She looks like a foot, not a horse.
And a horse. And a foot.
Like a giant foot and a horse had sex. BoJack Horseman got drunk and fucked a foot.
He was in a very famous TV show. Anyway, so, yeah. Now, going back to Spider-Man, Mike, Nick Spencer, the guy who's currently writing Captain America and the current Secret Empire storyline going on, the big event from Marvel, they're going on saying right now that there is a rumor that he will be taking over for Dan Slott on Spider-Man, Amazing
dun,
Spider-Man.
Dun, dun.
And Dan's been doing the title for about 7 years, 7-8 years now.
Damn, that's enough time to be president twice.
Yeah, so he's doing a really good job. In my opinion, he's doing a really good job, Dan Slott. A lot of fanboys will bitch because, oh, he's been on the title forever. Fucking Chris Claremont was on the title on X-Men from like 1970-something all the way to 1991.
God.
The dude is doing whatever he wants to do, and he's having fun with the character. You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Just because he doesn't take your shit online doesn't mean you can't hate him.
Shit-nate him?
Yeah.
Shit-nate him O'Connor.
People, you ever see his conversations with people and they try to give him crap?
I think overall it's childish to see, you know, to instigate with a lot of these creators, you know?
Well, what's funny is he doesn't give, he lets you fucking have it.
Yeah.
He literally takes time out of his day to make you look like a fucking idiot if you come at him on Twitter.
Kind of like Kevin Owens on Twitter, the wrestler Kevin Owens.
Exactly.
Where he'll actually take a screenshot of your Twitter avatar and make fun of how you look. It's fun.
Oh my God. He's a good heel.
Kevin's Twitter is pretty fucking amazing. And actually, Kevin favorited one of my tweets this past week. So
did he? You're lucky you didn't take a picture of your Twitter avatar.
Well, no, because he likes me because I bought his Blu-ray.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, yeah, I think seeing Nick Spencer go over to Amazing Spider-Man would be a really cool thing because this isn't his first rodeo with the characters of Spider-Man because he was working on the Superior Foes of Spider-Man run a few years ago. And in all honesty, it's a very, 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 very underrated run that, you know, not many people, you know, the mainstream comic fan has read.
Uh-huh.
It's very good. It's very funny and one of the funniest titles from Marvel in the past, you know, 10 years. So if you ever have the opportunity to read it, Mike, I recommend it wholeheartedly.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's very good. It utilizes a lot of his, you know, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P level, you know, villains. Like, we see the Beetle, we see the Shocker, you know, just different characters. And Shocker is a dud of a villain.
Shocker.
Shocker's a dud. He's old quilt face.
He's one of my favorite Spider-Man rogues.
Okay. Some people like the Vulture, but he's a dud.
I think Keaton's going to revitalize him.
You're going to need a fucking pacemaker or those fucking little paddles to fucking revitalize that character. He's fucking boring, old, and dead.
Need a Ouija board.
So, I don't know. I think overall, you know, utilizing Nick Spencer in a creative role for Spider-Man is going to be really cool. Like, a lot of people bitch about, you know, he made Captain America a Nazi. It's a fucking comic book, people. It's not going to stay that way forever. In fact, he might be dying soon. We don't know.
They already addressed that. That they screw the timeline.
Well, no, it's permanent, Mike. It's permanent.
You can fuck with it once, you can fuck with it again.
It's a fucking movie. Or a fucking comic book, man. I'm in agreement with you, believe me.
But they're not smart, Pete.
Like us.
They think they're smart because they have access to the internet. But truth be told, any dipshit can get the internet and tweet shit.
This is very true.
Zing.
So, I don't know. I just think utilizing Nick will be a great asset to the character, you know? Because, again, he's written, you know, Spider-Man, and it was very humorous, you know, with what he did. I think, though, if they could, if the opportunity arose, you know who I would love to see Marvel bring over from DC to work on the character? Scott Snyder.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to Dave Thomas me.
No. I would go with Scott Snyder because of the fact that, you know, he's never written Spider-Man. The only Marvel character Scott Snyder has ever written was the Human Torch.
Wow.
Yeah. 2010, I believe. And it's like, it's one of his few Marvel writing credits other than the, he did a Marvel noir, which I want to say was Iron Man noir. But still, you know.
Was that any good?
as far as, well, it's Scott Snyder. Scott's a very solid, you know, hand in the comic book industry. But it's just, you know, I think if it happens, it happens. But would I miss Dan Slott writing Spider-Man? In all honesty, yeah, big time, because, no pun intended, because he wrote a story called Big Time, you see.
But the good thing is, though, Dan Slott would go to do something else very well.
Yeah. He did an amazing job on Silver Surfer. And, like, honestly, man, a lot of people are saying this. Somebody saw the cover of the final issue of Silver Surfer, and they just go, I'm going to cry reading this, aren't I? Because it's a shot of Silver Surfer standing on a surfboard by himself looking stoic. And then in the reflection, you see him smiling with his companion that, you know, like, that on the surfboard. You know what I mean? So what's going to happen? We don't know, but it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting seeing what the future holds for Dan. In all honesty, Dan is, he's synonymous with Marvel. So if this is what I'm thinking is going to happen. We're going to see Dan Slott leave Marvel and go over to DC. He's going to go right back to DC.
Huh.
And I have a feeling, a gut feeling, he will be involved, one of the major architects of the Watchmen situation going on.
That would be cool.
That's my bold prediction. So if anything happens within the next week or so regarding Dan Slott's future with Marvel and Spider-Man, I'm the one that called it. Dan Slott goes to DC.
What do you win, Pete?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Heartbreak?
The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, yes. But I don't know. I just think it's an interesting time because comics are changing. Like, Marvel is going back with a bunch of their titles to their original numbering. Like, Spider-Man is going to be back to the 800s.
Wow.
Yeah. We're going to be seeing that happen. We're going to be seeing, Deadpool, by the way, I talked to my one friend, Rob, who's like a diehard Deadpool fan, much like myself. And you know how we have Amazing Spider-Man, the yada, 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 the Uncanny X-Men, all these different things.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be giving Deadpool his own title like that.
Really?
The Despicable Deadpool.
Oh, God.
I don't like it. I don't like it whatsoever. I think it's kind of, it's hackney. It's not good. It's not funny. Like, I get it. Despicable, yeah, Deadpool.
They're probably going off the whole, oh, I'm Deadpool. I'm goofy.
I liked the insufferable Deadpool. Somebody called him that. That's fucking perfect. Uh-huh. The unbearable Deadpool. The obnoxious Deadpool. Anything. Anything other than the despicable Deadpool.
Yeah, I get you.
Because I'm sorry, but when I think of despicable, I think of, you know, someone's 45-year-old mother going on Facebook and sharing a Minion meme. I don't think of the merc with a mouth, you know? So, you win some, you lose some. Marvel is the house of ideas. They know what the fuck they're doing most of the time. This is not one of those, in my opinion. And yes, it is a very, very, very anal thing I'm talking about with, you know, my feeling.
I can tell.
Yeah. Well, it's, a title is still just as important as the book itself.
I just lost hope after, sorry, Green Lantern got butchered in comics.
I mean, still, you know, I don't know. I think a lot of things, what's old is new again. And, you know, like, people are even going on saying now they want a Firefly reboot to happen.
Under one condition, though.
Yeah, Firefly is going to happen, a reboot of it from Fox, but only if Joss Whedon is still involved.
Wow, he's busy now, too.
He sure is, especially with DC Comics right now, DC in general. What I want to see a Firefly reboot, the series was good. I'm one of those people, I liked Firefly, I don't love it.
I don't get it.
I understand the appeal of it. It's because, you know, how Joss Whedon writes his characters, this, that, the other thing, and it was very much, you know, a one and done. It, like, unfortunately, it was one season and then it died. Like, that's why, like, there's a lot of people who cling to shows that last one season. Myself, I love The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., but that's mainly because I'm a big Bruce Campbell fan. You know? But would you want to see a Firefly reboot? And could it even be really be called a reboot? It would be a continuation then. And yeah, then you can't really, you know, feature certain characters like Wash, you can't have him because he's dead. You can't have the priest or the preacher because in real life he's dead. So it's kind of hard to do this.
You got a point.
But I mean, I like Firefly. I'm not obsessed with it, but
I've never watched it through.
It's an okay show, but like, it's, I don't know. Maybe I'll lose my geek cred card for saying this. Whatever the fuck. But
there's no such thing. There's just people who complain on the internet.
I don't know. I liked Firefly, but I wasn't obsessed with it. And I did go through the series, but it was okay. So, now, Mike, since the last episode, we were speculating weeks prior, I believe, Nintendo is going to be releasing a Super Nintendo Classic this September. Are you really surprised?
I'm not.
Mike, why do you want to see a Super Nintendo Classic? Really?
It's going to be the NES Classic all over again.
I want to play it, though. This is the one I actually want to play, because I'm sorry, as much as I love the Nintendo, the original Nintendo...
There's a certain kind of delicious pie that you can buy.
Well, you have to make it yourself. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But... That's a big but. You want to hear the games that are going to be released on the Super NES Classic. Contra 3, The Alien Wars, Donkey Kong Country, Earthbound, Final Fantasy 3, what?
Earthbound.
F-Zero, Kirby Superstar, The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, Mega Man X, Secret of Mana. And I'm going to skip two right now, but Street Fighter 2, Turbo Hyper Fighting, Super Castlevania 4, Super Ghosts and Ghouls, Super Mario Kart, and the big ones for this. It's a big deal. We're going to be getting Star Fox and the unreleased Star Fox 2 from 1995 will be included in the Super Nintendo Classic. So,
wow.
That's why I want to get it. And I actually went recently, I did a hot take on Twitter. Star Fox is one of the worst games I've ever played. It does not hold up, man. It is, like, I even played it back in 2003, like, you know, maybe like 10, 12 years removed from its original release. It's not that great. I don't get the appeal of it. Now, Star Fox 64, on the other hand, is a N64 masterpiece and may even be one of my top three favorite games for that system of all time, maybe even going for the number one spot, beating Zelda, Ocarina of Time. But yeah, I mean, I want to try the Super Nintendo Classic, and supposedly Nintendo learned their lesson that, oh yeah, people like nostalgia. Go figure. I was surprised when Nintendo figured that one out. Mike, what games would you want to see if you were in charge of the Super Nintendo Classic? I know we've done this topic
before. Star Wars?
Super Star Wars, yeah.
Super Star Wars. Earthbound's on that, obviously.
So you don't need to add that in there.
Power Rangers would be cool.
A lot of licensed games, yeah.
Yeah, which might not be on there.
I'd love to see, personally, Batman Returns.
That'd be neat.
Again, I'll steal one of yours, Power Rangers. Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Zombies Ate My Neighbors is a fantastic game from LucasArts that, you know, doesn't get, like, enough mentions in modern-day, you know, gaming discussion. But here we are with that. And also, you know, Nintendo's going on, they're actually polling people, asking people, if we were to do future mini consoles, what would you want to see?
I would honestly like to see them be able to play online, too, like multiplayer.
Well, guess what game systems they want to bring out?
64
and Game Boy.
Whoa, that'd be cool.
A Game Boy Classic would be really cool because of all the games you could play for that. That alone, Game Boy was my childhood. So being able to play Pokemon Blue, Red, Yellow, Green, well, not Green. How great would it be if Green got released as a part of that? Like, have like a translated version of that with the original shitty looking graphics. Because it was even worse on the Pokemon Red and Green in the original Japanese release. Go with Super Mario Land, Super Wario Land. A lot of fun stuff, yeah, you know?
Wario Land was cool.
Wario Land was innovative. Very innovative for the platforming genre. And I feel like, again, that's another game that doesn't really get talked about enough in, you know, modern gaming discussion. Mm-hmm. But before we go, Mike, go to www.audibletrial.com/audibly exquisite and get a free 1 month trial and a free audiobook of your choosing from thousands upon thousands of audiobooks. Myself, I've been having read to me The Dark Tower by Stephen King in preparation for the Idris Elba Matthew McConaughey movie. Yourself?
I've been reading Aardman Studios Animation Techniques.
Cool. So go to www.audibletrial.com/audibly exquisite. Now, before we go, once again, how can people get a hold of us on social media? I'm glad I asked that myself. Go to facebook.com/audiblyexquisite. Go to Twitter at the AE podcast, myself at, well, fuck, I screwed that up, but here we are
at Peter Melnick.
There we go. And at Buckaroo underscore Mike. Cause we talked over each other. So also you can find us on Instagram at Audibly
Exquisite.
You can find us on the worldwide interwebs at www.audiblyexquisite.com. And you can also find us on Patreon. Help support the show at patreon.com/audibly.
Exquisite.
For as low as $2 a month to as high as 50, you're helping support the show, and you get a tiered reward program, including things like a newsletter, yada, yada, yada. So, and also the ability to help guest host this show. So, rate, review, subscribe, and share on iTunes, and 5-star if you're ever so inclined, and spread the word like Nutella, people. So, for Peter Melnick, I'm Peter Melnick.
For Mike Norton, I'm Jamaican Bobsled King.
Have an audibly
exquisite week. Stay exquisite, people. Thank you.